Hello, this is Dennis Wing, and today we're getting into some harmonic analysis of chord progressions for soloing. And, you know, this is a very special presentation because I did research and I made charts and I downloaded some stuff and I even paid for one or two of these jam sessions. And, you know, I spent time preparing this. I'm not just winging it. Not that I didn't spend time on the others, but it took a while to amass all this, is all I'm saying. And all these jam tracks that I found are all quite different, and they all give an insight into what a soloist really thinks about. You have to be familiar with the modes in order to know, in order to listen to this. This session sort of has prerequisites, and they are, you have to know your modes, you have to have been through the first three modal presentations I did, you have to obviously know your major scales and pentatonics, and you have to know your harmonized scales, you have to know your theory, a bit of theory. And we're going to jump in with these, and I'm going to analyze each one and play a little bit over it for you. And so for each track, there'll be three separate there'll be several different files. There'll be the chord chart, there'll be the actual jam track, there'll be me analyzing the progression for you, and there'll be me soloing on it just for fun if you want to hear it. And one more thing, I also put these in order of what I think easiest to hardest, namely like most modal interchanges in a single tune would be later in the presentation. So if you're getting bored for any reason, I mean, they're all fun jam tracks, there's no reason you should be getting bored, but what I mean is if you're feeling like it's too easy, then just, you know, skip ahead for a couple tunes, and the ones towards the end will be harder. And if you're just fine with the way it is right now, then save the other ones for later and just dig into the early ones. All right, good luck and have fun.